you know, honestly, they're so ludicrous, they're laughable, and it just reeks of sore loser. I mean, as you were aware, we've had elections in the past that resulted in a tie and votes separated only by a couple or a handful of votes. So our elections are typically much closer than this election was. But in terms of accusing me of cyberbullying, I never posted anything about that man or his family.
Okay.
Nor did my husband. Well, I shouldn't say I can't speak for my husband, but I'm unaware of my husband posting anything as well. And the documents he attached to that were from a web page, the Bottom Line or Clothesline or something. And obviously that is not our page. We didn't post on it. So I don't know why he would accuse us of doing that. But his allegations are just literally laughable and completely baseless. And if anybody was bullied in this election, all you had to do is open your mailbox and look at any number of the postcards that were sent out about me or Rodney Braden or Scott Fisher. He is alleging things that are outright lies. And like I said before, it's the election's over. I'm a seated councilwoman. I was named mayor pro tem. Most people, when an election is over and they have lost fair and square, move on.